Exciting to talk live on the KSL Newsline to the head coach of BYU football, Kalani Sitake, who had his one-year anniversary yesterday. Is that right, Coach?
You know what? I was reminded of that. I had no idea. I was receiving all these texts saying congratulations on and the anniversary, and I thought that maybe I was in trouble, that I forgot something. So it was a relief when I found out that it was a year ago yesterday. And so I was I'm excited. Yeah, I mean, it flew by for me, and just had a wonderful time and enjoying every moment of this job.
It was an emotional choice for you. I know when you went from Utah up to Oregon State and then had this opportunity present itself to really, as you put it, go home to BYU, you had such emotion about it. Did the year live up to your emotion?
Oh, yeah. I think the support was the just the overwhelming part of the job. And just being back has been, it's just surreal for me to come back. And, said before, I grew up a BYU fan, and then to be able to play football for legendary Lavelle Edwards was a dream itself. And then to come back and be the head coach, I just feel like I've been very fortunate and blessed. And then I just want to make sure I live every moment of this job up, and then try to do my best. And then in the first year, has been great memories, and I've had. Unbelievable just amount of fun. And so I just want to keep this thing rolling, and looking forward to the next year.
When you look back over this year, Coach, what memories stick out in your mind as, I'll never forget that one?
Well, I don't know if there's like one single memory other than just being around the fans and having all the support of the Rock and the student section, and just being just the feeling of support from all the fans has been awesome. And so that's been the best part of the job. And I get to work with wonderful people on coaching staff and support staff and in the administration. And then I get to be around the best fans around in college sports, and then being able to coach such great young men. It's awesome to go to work, and I feel like I leave one family to go join another family during the day, and it's good because you feel the love from so many different levels, and it makes my job as a head coach a lot easier.
As a player, an assistant coach, and now a head coach, that so much of the college experience happens off the field. But on the field this year, you had 4 losses, 8-4 on the season, 4 losses by a total of 8 points. You look at that, I mean, you actually could have run the table.
Well, I think, as you look back in the past, there's a lot of things that we could have done that possibly could have helped earn those 8 points, or maybe got 12 points out of the, and maybe we'd be sitting in a different position. But it's not really about regret other than just learning from mistakes and then things that you can improve on, and just really looking forward to this game tomorrow and building on that and making sure our guys end the season the right way, and talking about competition, more focused on our guys competing better and being better prepared. I thought this season, even in those 4 losses, we played extremely hard, and the effort was there, but maybe there's a few things that we can do differently to try to turn the tables a little bit more and get a favorable outcome. But for the most part, I was really proud of the guys and proud of the staff, and we always look forward to the next time that we can do things and hopefully find ways to win those games. But I don't really focus on those games, and it's not like winning those games would really change how we interact and how we behave. Regardless of the outcome of the game, we'll be the same people, and I'm really proud of our coaching staff and proud of our players, because if you walked into our offices on a Monday after a game, we've been the same and been consistent at 1-3 that we are now at 8-4, and that we were at 1-0.
BYU football head coach Kalani Sitake still with us from San Diego, where the Poinsettia Bowl happens tomorrow night. You'll hear it here on KSL. As you look to this game, Ty was in an interview yesterday talking about the old school feel to this, taking on the Cowboys of Wyoming. You're in San Diego, where the Holiday Bowl used to be in the old WAC days. It is sort of a flashback, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Familiar opponent that we used to play every year, and so just a different setting, you know. But being in the San Diego area, I know that it's been a lot of good memories for Ty, being in this town, being in this area, and having the activities that we were able to enjoy and doing it with our families. It's been a lot of fun, and a lot of people that have sacrificed for our players to play this game, and so this is a way of showing them our gratitude and letting them have some fun during the week's activities.
Talk for just a second, Coach, if you would, about some of the seniors that you'll say goodbye to after this year, including Jamal Williams.
Well, they're a great group of young men, and I, for me, on a personal level, I've been really thankful for all those guys, Jamal, Taysom, and Nick Kurtz, and and you can name them all. There's 20 of them that have been just great leaders for me, and I think the best part about it is when I got here as a head coach, I met with every one of them, and just the them buying into what we've asked as a coaching staff has been so nice, and the transition from with the new coaches and new schemes and things that we're asking our players to do, it's a little bit of a departure from what they've already learned, but having them buy into it and be humble enough to just accept what we've asked them to do has been great for our team, because the rest has just followed, and so they've been great examples, and we're really happy that we were able to extend this season one more game, that we can spend some time with these guys and do it one more time. So I love those young men, and really happy about the things that they've done, and definitely thankful that they were able to help this transition go easier for our coaching staff and for our team.
Coach, we're out of time, but we have to ask you, because Taysom's been such a warrior for this team and this program. He almost finished the season, but you're going to have Tanner Mangum at the helm tomorrow night.
Yeah, Tanner's going to do a great job, and I think he's had a huge benefit of learning how Ty expects the game to run. Tanner's been on the headset, and having Taysom be a great leader and the way that he manages the game, I think it's been a huge benefit for Tanner. And then being on the headset that entire time, I think it's going to be a good step for him. And then, we're obviously waiting for him to take over next year, but now he gets to the game earlier. And so I think it'll be good for us in the future. And he still has Taysom as a leader and as a main supporter.
Well, we'll be pulling for you tomorrow night, Coach, and we sure appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Go Cougs.
Go Cougs. BYU football coach Kalani Sitake with us live on the KSL Newsline. And you can hear the Poinsettia Bowl tomorrow night along with the pre- and post-game show right here on the home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio.